Good morning, it's Friday, the 9th day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. There's a red flag warning in effect from noon today through 12 a.m. Sunday as wind and dry weather drives up the risk of fire. For Friday, we're expecting clear skies and a high of 78. Falling to 57 overnight. Now on with today's top stories. Tacoma Public Library's main branch is getting an upgrade, its first in more than 30 years. The library at 1102 Tacoma Avenue South has been in decline for a decade because of lack of parking, unwelcoming and uninspiring spaces, and safety concerns, according to Tacoma Public Library. The upgrade, which is expected to be completed spring 2024, will have improved safety and accessibility, new materials in the library's collection, more welcoming and light-filled spaces, improved meeting and event rooms, updated gallery space and areas for reading, relaxing, studying and convening small groups, a new digital media lab and improved spaces and efficiencies for staff. Federal prosecutors on Thursday charged a 23-year-old reported gang member with possession with intent to distribute fentanyl after a series of undercover operations at the shuttered Econo Lodge on South Hosmer Street in Tacoma, the U.S. Department of Justice said. Darnell King was a frequent resident of the motel, officials said, which closed in March and has long been an epicenter of crime on the dangerous commercial corridor. He was allegedly observed by authorities selling counterfeit oxycodone pills containing fentanyl in May and July out of the largely boarded-up establishment. King, a member of a street gang who goes by Solo, had been arrested three times at other locations between July and August for drug and firearm offenses, federal court records show. A second suspect in a deadly July 30 shootout in a Tacoma gas station parking lot was arrested Thursday by Tacoma police. The Tacoma Police Department announced Thursday evening a 24-year-old woman had been arrested for the killing of 39-year-old Ronald Hines. The woman was booked for second-degree murder Thursday. Hines was shot near the 5400 block of South Orchard Street in South Tacoma. Police responded to that area at 5:23 a.m. that day for a report of two men shooting at each other. Police said when officers arrived, one man was unresponsive on the ground. The other man fled. A 29-year-old man found fatally shot last week in Tacoma after neighbors heard gunshots overnight has been identified by the Pierce County Medical Examiner. Skylar Cruz Cimarol of Tacoma died of multiple gunshot wounds, according to a news release from the Pierce County Medical Examiner's office. The office ruled his death a homicide. Authorities have also identified a 31-year-old woman killed in Tacoma last week in an East Side wreck. The person who collided with the woman's car was in a stolen vehicle, according to police, and they ran from the crash. Janessa Shogren died September 1 of multiple blunt force injuries, according to a news release from the Pierce County Medical Examiner's office. The release listed her hometown as unknown. The number of monkeypox cases in Washington state has continued to increase, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Washington currently has 484 monkeypox cases as of September 7 CDC data, an increase of over 100 cases from August 22's count of 328. The Washington State Department of Health case numbers currently record the state as having 488 cases and 14 hospitalizations. Mochi Newt, a rapidly growing California-based franchise with nearly 100 U.S. stores that also sells Korean-style corn dogs and boba tea, opened a Lakewood outpost in early August. It joins other Washington state locations in Tukwila, Seattle, Bellevue, and Edmonds. The specialty, addictively chewy rice flour donuts, equally beloved for their unique shape and flavor combinations. Read more at www.thenewstribune.com/tnt-diner. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.